Hello, you're listening to the Watchman's Cry News from the Wall and the Issues of Life, the program that visits world events and the issues that affect God's people in these end times.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry News from the Wall, the program that examines current events through the lens of biblical and spiritual truth. I'm Nathan Leal, and the website is watchmanscry.com. And joining me today is my lovely wife, Donna Anita Pulchritudinous. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Who are you talking about?
It just came to me, Donna Anita Pulchritudinous.
That's not my name. Who is she?
She is you.
Okay. What does it mean?
It means that I'm blessed.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue the expose and the disclosure on Mr. Trump. And as of today, Donna, it just came out. Did you hear the news? He has the delegates that threw him over 1237, and he's going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. It's official.
So it looks like he's going to be the Republican candidate.
Therefore, it is imperative that we talk about it. So that's what we're going to do on this program. And as we do talk about these things, it doesn't mean that we support Hillary.
Hillary the sorceress?
Yeah, that's exactly.
We support Hillary for prison.
For prison?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it'll happen.
If there was such a thing as justice, it would happen. By the way, it has been reported that she is a sorceress.
You know, I was wondering about that. I have heard that in the past, that she has taken part with
witchcraft. And at best, she's a murderer or a participant in murderer because she has bodies trailing her all the way from Arkansas to the White House.
You know, you're right, Donna. Ever since they were first elected, they came to presidency in 92. Her resume has a trail of dead people.
Yeah, like Ron Brown, the Commerce Secretary. Do you remember him?
Yeah, he was in Europe or something, his plane crashed.
He was going to Bosnia, I think. And John F. Kennedy Jr., that has been linked to Hillary.
John F. Kennedy Jr., well, it was never proven, but why would she have a motive for that?
Well, because he was going to run for senator when she wanted to be senator, and he would have gotten it, too. People liked him.
Oh, that's right, and that was, right before 9/11, or, no, it was a few years before 9/11, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was back in 1999. She was getting ready to run for senator, and I think he was going to put his hat in for senator.
But they said it was weather-related, that it was hazy, or there was fog.
But he'd been flying for a long time, and you have instruments on an airplane.
That is interesting, and it happened
near Martha's Vineyard.
You know, I get that one confused with John Denver. He was in a... That was in California. It was
and that
a little,
was a homemade plane.
One of them kit planes.
Yeah.
And this was a real plane.
Mm-hmm. It was a Piper. The Piper Saratoga, which is a well-known plane. And he's John F. Kennedy Jr. It wasn't cheap.
That one's interesting.
There was a reporter that was investigating the Clintons and all the scandals involved in them. His name was L.J. Davis, I think. And he was attacked in his hotel room in Little Rock. He lived, but somebody stole all of his information.
So if you try to expose them or do research on them or make documentaries, you end up...
There is such a long list of dead people. It's hard to believe that anybody knows that many people who died in such strange ways.
Over the years, there have been many people who, when they get close to Clinton, have a habit of either committing suicide or having their airplanes crash or their cars crash.
And also in helicopter crashes.
Clinton bodyguards do not do well in airplanes or in helicopters.
That's what happens when you know too much.
And then there was Vince Foster. Remember him? That whole thing was a cover-up.
Total cover-up. The suicide note was found a few days later, conveniently, I guess. But not by his wife. If you're going to leave a suicide note, aren't you going to leave it for your wife? But even since then, it's been revealed that it was a forgery. Because, of course, it would have been to his wife if it was a suicide note, where she would find it.
And the gun that he killed himself with was not with him?
Yeah, it wasn't with him at the time. That is an amazing shot. It's kind of like the Kennedy assassination.
It is, and his fingerprints were not on the gun that they said was used. His blood was not on the gun.
There's no way that man committed suicide. There was no blood on his hands. If you put a gun to your head and you shoot yourself, there will be back splatter of blood onto your hands.
There were also witnesses that were going to testify.
Who then commit suicide conveniently for the Clintons. I've seen enough spy movies to realize that it's very easy for them to kill you when they don't want you to do something and to make it look like either a suicide or a heart attack or something like that. There was even a penthouse pet. She was also a call girl, and she was found dead in 1979. But it was rumored that Bill Clinton was a regular customer of hers. So it will be interesting to see what comes of this, these flights that Bill Clinton has been reportedly taking on that pervert's plane. Let's see how many people end up dead from that fiasco.
What flights are you talking about?
His name was Jeffrey Epstein, and he had this plane, and he would fly it to, and forgive me, but they call it Orgy Island. And apparently Bill Clinton was on that plane at least 11 times, and that's when he used their plane. Who says he didn't use somebody else's plane? I don't know. But at least 11, and some underage girl that was a sex slave on the island came out a year ago and said that Bill Clinton was one of her, I don't know if you'd use the word clients because it's forced, but it's just disgusting.
These people are, they are
Baal worshippers.
So now that Clinton isn't in power, these things are coming out. But when he was in power, all these dead bodies followed him. And does he have the influence now to try to get rid of evidence or witnesses or have them suicided?
I think Hillary does.
So if she comes into power, all...
Well, if this comes out, which I don't see how she could become president, but if this came out fully, there's no way anyone would want her in the White House. She would have to divorce Bill or call him out or send him to prison. Somebody's got to be sent to prison for this.
Wow. So, Donna, we could go on and on. There are many dead bodies that follow these two. So we are not endorsing Hillary.
Not at all. No. She's evil.
In my opinion, Hillary Rodham Clinton is in the dark side. And a few months ago, Dr. Ben Carson, who is no longer one of the candidates, made a comment about Hillary and her associations. And he mentioned an individual that she was friends with in her early years who influenced her. And his name was Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. In fact, listen to what Dr. Ben Carson said about her. Listen to this.
You know, Hillary Clinton was a great friend of Saul Alinsky. She was on a first-name basis with him when she was a student. Saul Alinsky wrote the book Rules for Radicals. And if you haven't read it, I recommend that you read it and see the kinds of things that are recommended to change, fundamentally change this nation from the great success that we have to a socialist country. And the dedication page of that book says, dedicated to Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. I don't want anything to do with anything like that.
Now, after I heard that comment, I wondered if it was accurate, so I did some fact-checking, and sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, I was able to find that Hillary did correspond with Saul Alinsky, and I'm going to have that on the website. I'll have some links to it. You can see some of the letters she wrote, but she was groomed under him. He was a left-wing radical, and he wrote the book on how to stir things up and cause chaos. And he was one of her mentors, her teachers. And I will have a link to it on the website. You can see it for yourself on page 5 of his Rules for Radical book. I have the PDF of it. And sure enough, he says, lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history. And who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins? Or which is which? The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. That's on page 5 of Rules for Radical. And by the way, he's dead now. He died in 1972. But he's the person who trained Hillary to be a radical. So there you go, folks. There's another clue right there that these leaders, these politicians, these individuals who say that they believe and they care and they want what's best for the country, they are representatives of Satan. So I'm not saying to vote for her.
We just want people to go into this election with their eyes and their minds their minds full of knowledge and their eyes wide open about what the candidates are all about. And we all know what Hillary and Bernie are about, socialist and socialist and pretend. But people need to know the truth about Trump and who he is and who he is connected to, so that whether you vote for him or not is not our decision, but you just need to know the truth. It's better to have your eyes open than closed in any situation.
But Donna, there's some people out there who have been influenced or maybe are entertaining the thought that because of a prophecy they heard about Trump, their vote is going to make a difference and matter and be a part of this reform that's coming to the United States, because the prophecy says that Trump is going to bring greatness and reform. But that's why we're doing this program, Donna, so that people can hear this information, because I don't believe, and neither do you, Donna, we do not believe here at Watchman's Cry that Trump is going to bring the greatness that he's being touted to bring. And by the time we're done with this program, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the information and consider it and pray about it, because we're going to show the truth. Donna, there's pretend, and there's wishful thinking, and then there's the truth.
That's right.
And that also goes for Bernie. Bernie is a communist socialist who is a joke, so I am not endorsing him either. So I wanted that to be one of the established footnotes in this investigation, in this disclosure. Now, if some of you wonder, well, Nathan, okay, so if Hillary's bad and Bernie's bad and you're criticizing Trump, then who do I vote for? Folks, I don't think there's anyone that's going to be a valid candidate that has a chance to win. It's going to save America out of the mess that we're in. This country's in a mess, and we didn't get here overnight. It's not going to improve. We're in the end times, and that's why I am up on the wall sharing this information, because we are living in desperate times, and it is up to all of us. It's up to you to be vigilant and to watch. So during this program, I'm going to challenge. I'm going to give information that validates why we need to continue with our vigilance, why you need to continue with your vigilance, with your family's vigilance, and why it is important to seek strength from God. We need to be putting our trust in Him, not with lip service, not with pretend, not with proclamations and confessions or intellectual verbiage. Folks, this thing has to come from your heart. It has to come from our hearts. A relationship with Jesus. That's where we're coming from, folks. So please listen to this program, consider it, pray about it. And I'm going to share some things that are going to be disturbing as well as challenging. I'm going to talk about some things that most people do not want to talk about. And I'm going to share some things that many of my colleagues do not want to touch. Some of the voices out there don't want to touch the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is about facing the truth and getting a hold of the truth. There's a lot of confusion out there. It seems that every few days there's another word of prophecy that's coming out, and I'm hearing about it or reading about it on the internet, on alternative media, that talk about the results of the coming election. And here's the thing that's interesting as well as, well, confusing. Because there are prophetic words out there that are claiming that Trump is God's man, he's going to bring greatness to the country, and God is going to make sure that it happens. And then there's prophetic words that are coming out that are saying that Hillary's going to win, that Obama is going to stay in office. Just a few days ago, there was another word that came out that stated that Hillary's going to win and Obama's going to stay in office, the two-headed beast. You know, when I hear prophetic words that are polar opposites with one another, I have to ask, what's going on with God's remnant church? How can that be? How can two prophetic words be totally opposite from one another? And let me also add this. How is it possible that some voices that are out there, some radio hosts, some of those who have microphones, have interviewed both sources of opposite prophecies? What do I mean by that? Well, there are some alternative media voices out there that have interviewed some of the quote-unquote prophets or prophetesses out there, and two different prophetic individuals have been the guests, and their prophetic words are opposite, where one of them will say that Trump is God's anointed man. He's going to be God's man. He's going to tear down the gates of hell. He's going to destroy the systems. He's going to lead the church to victory. And then on the same program is another guest who says that Hillary is going to win and Obama's not going to leave office. So, folks, I've got to ask, how is that possible? Well, we're going to talk about it. Because I don't like this confusion, folks. The remnant of God does not need to stay confused. If people are offering confusion, how is that a benefit for God's remnant, for the sheep of God, for God's children? It's not. So this is going to be the continuation of the previous broadcast. It's going to be an addition to the series about Donald Trump, the Golden Man. And if you want to listen to part one, you can find it at the website, watchmanscry.com. And I don't know how long this is going to take. There may be a part three. But here's the challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Presenting the truth in the midst of the calendar of events can be difficult. And the thing that's difficult about this is that in our listening audience, most people who are Christians, remnant, believers, they want what's best for their family and for themselves, for the country, for the future of their children. They want what's best,
yes.
Right?
We all want what's best for our children and our families and even for our country. We want to see good things happen, and we want to believe that the best can happen.
So, with that said, we are in the end times. And if we are in the end times, there are things that have to happen to fulfill Bible prophecy. They have been predetermined. They have been appointed. They have been mandated by God. They're going to happen. If we were to ask the average Christian, let's go back a year ago and then before that. If we were to ask the average Christian what they thought the end times were going to consist of, what would most of them say?
Hard times.
Darkness.
Persecution, darkness. Rampant evil, Obama staying in power, being in control, that was one thing I heard a lot. Just a continuation of the spiral that is heading downward that we've been on.
Right. So would there be any argument with most believers that times are dark and bad?
No.
And if you were to ask the average believer why, they would say because we're in the end times and Obama's fulfilling prophecy. It has to happen. America is going to see some bad times. America's on its way downward, etc. There was no question.
No question.
And it was going to stay that way through the end.
Yeah.
And at some point, the tribulation period was going to start, and then Jesus is coming back, right? That's what most Christians have in their mind.
Yes.
For some reason, Donna, and ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm struggling with. For some reason, it seems like a lot of those same Christians who knew things were bad a year ago and had already come to terms with it in their spiritual walk, and they knew that because of the darkness, they're going to have to maintain a level of spirituality and relationship with Jesus to ride this thing out. Most people knew that, but for some reason, a certain portion of the evangelical community and the alternative media and fellow watchmen and fellow preachers and a lot of the preachers that are out there, a lot of the people who represent Jesus, a lot of people who have been telling everybody that we're in the end times, have suddenly forgotten that we're in the end times, and I am hearing that Donald Trump's going to stop everything, and he's going to save the day, he's going to turn this thing around, he's going to bring a reprieve somehow, he's going to bring pause, the pause button is coming to Bible prophecy, to God's will, to destiny of the world, and to America. Donald Trump somehow is going to pause it, because he's going to get elected, and I'm not going to argue that point.
He may.
We are starting to see on his website he has some plans that he says he's going to bring about. He has released names of people that are going to help him with foreign policy advice as well as economic advice. So we are starting to see a picture of the coming Trump administration. But I don't get this. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that as Donna and I go into this information, we can communicate that our purpose is not to...
We're not here to bash Trump. If he's the candidate, he's the candidate.
Donna, I have a challenging message that I want to give. God showed me several prophetic visions and dreams over the last several weeks. I've seen snapshots of the condition of the remnant, the condition of the church. God has shown some of the behind-the-scenes spiritual things going on. And we're going to talk about that, but ladies and gentlemen, as I do, please know that our purpose is not to step on the hope that some of you may have that Donald Trump is going to turn this thing around. I am going to bring clarity on what's really going on because we can't just pretend. You know, Donna, Watchman's Cry was birthed having to swim upstream and against the current and the regular tide of the spirit of pretend that has taken over the church and continually tries to deceive God's people, the spirit of pretend.
Yes.
And people will hear a message that may sound good because it, well, we want to hear good news, right?
Yeah,
we
don't everybody wants good news.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about some of the whisperings that are out there in internet land, as well as amongst what some of our fellow brethren are sharing. And I'm going to talk about it because there is information out there that has been given to God's people. And one of them has to do with a prophecy about Donald Trump. Actually, there's several prophecies about Donald Trump. I want to talk about what my take on it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Donna, one of these prophecies that has come out has said that Donald Trump is going to turn everything around.
We've been asked where we stand, how we see this prophecy, and we're going to tell you.
Thank you, Donna, because, yes, that's part of the reason I'm going to talk about it is because, Donna, how many emails? A lot, right?
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of emails asking for us to talk about it.
That prophecy nullifies the warnings that
every prophet we've ever heard of has ever given.
And the prophecies and the visions, some of the watchmen, men of God. I'm talking about Dimitri Dudeman, David Wilkerson, Henry Groover. The list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of this ministry is to prepare God's people and to also to challenge the spiritual walk of individuals because we are living in a timeline. It's very profound. It has been mandated by God. It's Bible prophecy. And ladies and gentlemen, you know this.
God wants all of us to be strong, and he wants all of us to be in the Word and mentally ready for the days that are coming. He doesn't want us to be the one saying, mountain, fall on me. He wants us to be the one trusting him. That's what this ministry is about.
But some of these words out there are bypassing that. Basically, if I were to give them a title, they're saying peace, peace.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. I have to, and I'm going to offer biblical reasons why I disagree with those peace, peace prophecies. So please get your Bibles, get a pen and paper, take notes, because as God's people, it is up to us to seek the truth. It is not our job to pretend and put our head in the sand and ignore the facts. If we are going to be warning God's people, Donna, we have to also include facts. We can't just make things up.
No. And then say, God told me. Anything that we say or that we say God told us has to be able to be backed up with Scripture.
And if it has to do with current events, most of the time God allows the prophecy to fit in with current events to prove that it's real.
Yes.
As signs.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that I've been hearing about what Trump is going to do and the way that it's been packaged, I've seen the packages, Donna, that Trump's going to do this, this, and this. But when you get online and you look at what's actually happening in his life or with the people he's rubbing shoulders with or with the plans he has, and if the prophecy that we've heard or if the claims that we have heard go against what's actually reality,
mm-hmm.
then we have to take a second look. So that's my introduction, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the things I'm going to share here are not meant to be malicious and an attack. I'm just bringing what I see from the wall. And this job
comes with great responsibility.
I cannot just make things up. If I were to make things up, I would be a liar and therefore crossing into the enemy's camp and become his spokesman.
And you need to test things that are given to you also, right? When you receive something from the Lord, don't you test it with the Word?
I test it with the Word. I pray about it. I talk to you about it as well as other believers who are seasoned, mm-hmm. keyword. And that's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen, when anybody gets a word from the Lord, it has to be confirmed by mature believers, and it has to match up with Scripture. So this prophecy that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to lay it out. I'm going to present reality. I'm going to present what Trump is really doing. I'm going to present the claims that the prophecy said versus what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna, we can let the people decide. They can decide for themselves with the Holy Spirit and let it be confirmed. That's probably the best way, isn't it? If the listeners belong to Jesus, they have the Holy Spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, you bear witness. Now, aside from the election of Donald Trump in the Earth Changes Department, there's been a lot of volcanic activity as well as earthquakes. The ground is shaking, and it's continuing to confirm, as Jesus said, there will be wars, rumors of wars,
famines and earthquakes.
We are watching the signs of the times taking place.
And the moral.
We could go off into that couldn't
degradation?
We?
Degradation.
Of places like.
The bathrooms at your local Target store. If you take your child into Target and you go, your wife and daughter are going to the bathroom, a man may go into that bathroom also.
Oh, the sexual confusion, gender mess, stupidity, idiocy, insanity, madness of I can't decide which gender I am, so I get to pick which bathroom I want to use. When in reality, people are going to use that and abuse it and take advantage of it. And we are going to be hearing reports on it of
rape. You know what? Even if they don't abuse it, I don't want to use a restroom next to a man wearing a dress.
Or our daughter.
And I don't want my daughter, even if he actually thinks he's a woman. I'm sorry, you're not a woman.
And that thing's going on right now. Another sign of the times. On the news, rock star Prince died.
Yeah, he died.
Prince died.
He did.
How old was he?
I don't know. He died.
Purple Rain Man?
Yeah.
You know what's amazing? You see these celebrities who live on top of the world with great wealth, admired, worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have a desire and love to make royalty out of human beings, but like a vapor and like grass, they die. It's interesting to see these people who seem to be so powerful in their given occupation or celebrity position. They seem so powerful, Donna, and then one day you open the news and they're dead. What does that mean? It means that nobody is immune to this thing. No amount of money. Sam Walton died.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs, one of the most powerful. In fact, I think Apple was probably one or richest company in the world.
And
approaching
all of his money couldn't
save
keep him from dying of cancer.
They're mortal.
They are mortal. It reminds me of that verse in Psalms 146. It's 3 and 4. It says, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth, and in that very day his plans perish."
The plans of man, not planning and allowing the plans that are wicked or the plans that are not the plans of God or not the will of God. But how many people make plans? You know, that could be a whole program. People will make plans and allow their plans to become devious or sidestep the will of God, the morality, the righteousness of God, and the plans take them into a place where they're tempted and they do things that aren't right, and then they die. And those plans die with them.
Yes.
So that's a lesson for all of us, isn't it? That's a word that's wise for all of us. So our plans will either be
His plans.
His plans, and they will be plans where Jesus says, "Well done," or they will be plans that will bring about our shame.
Mm-hmm.
Plans that are folly right now, and God forbid that. So I just want to encourage the listeners, always make plans that God can approve.
Keep your eyes on Him.
Always keeping our eyes on Him. Amen. Now, Donna, is it possible for us to know entirely everything that's going to happen? No, but we can have a general idea based on having the Holy Spirit guide us and knowing where we are in the end time map, the end time plan of God, end time prophecy. We have the Bible.
We do. It's all laid out for us.
The last time I brought up things that were not right, it stepped on some people's toes.
Our calling is to be right with God, and our calling is to be right with Scripture and be obedient to the Word. And what we share has to fall that way. There's no other choice for us.
At our very core, Donna, we are all human beings living in a body. Our spirit is living in a body. And those who are people of God, those who love God, those who are born again, we're just trying to make it.
Yes.
The people out there are trying to make it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're trying to make it. You want to make it to see your loved ones in heaven. You want to endure. And it's hard because while that is taking place, there's a requirement to navigate through the twists and turns of this life, through the gauntlet of deception, around the multitude of lies that are out there, around the temptations that are out there. We all have the same desire to make it. But for some reason, Donna, I don't know what happened. It seems like 10, 20 years ago, Christians that I knew, or maybe I was just limited to the pool of Christians that I knew, but it seems like Christians that I knew relied on the basic of Scripture. And if it wasn't in there, if God didn't say it, then we didn't follow it. But today, there's so much extra.
Twisting. There's a lot of twisting.
There's twisting. There's mixture.
Mm-hmm.
There's new things that have crept in. So when a watchman or a servant of God like myself shines a light on it and makes note of it and tries to warn about it, it is met with opposition, anger, people don't want to hear that, hey, what are you talking about, Nathan? Who do you think you are? You can't do this.
But isn't that also a sign of the times? Because it says in the last days, many shall be offended.
It does say that, and I hope that I'm not portraying that I am above problems and error and stumbling and all that. I am a human being just like everyone else, but I'm just trying, and I try, and you know this, as a family, we judge ourselves and examine ourselves against the scriptures, and if we find movements or things that are creeping in, we measure them against the scripture.
We do, yes.
And if they don't match, then they get the garbage disposal.
Yeah, we get rid of them. They're done.
So I'm going to bring some things to the light, and hopefully, with God's leading of the Holy Spirit, this message will end up where it's supposed to end up. Hopefully, those who are struggling with some of these things or confused by some of these things are going to find an answer with what we're going to share today. Hopefully, Donna. Now, once again, I have to say this. At our very core, we are daily battling the challenge of not being tricked. Because every day, Satan wants to trick you. Every day, Satan wants to trick you, Donna, our kids. He wants to cause...
He hates us.
He hates us, and he has his whole army. He has demons, evil spirits. They are out there to deceive. Ladies and gentlemen, there are spirits out there to deceive you, your spouse, your loved ones, your family members, your friends. There are demons out there, evil spirits, forces, delusion, that have been allowed to be released over this planet, over this country, and wherever you live. Those forces are out there trying to make you stumble. That means that we have to always be aware that every day, whatever we encounter, could be a stumbling block. This is where I'm going to bring this from, Donna, from the direction of battling deception. Because in Proverbs 14:12, and I believe it's also in Proverbs 16, there's a verse that talks about how human beings have a tendency to believe the wrong thing. And Donna, do you have that verse in front of you?
Proverbs 14:12, and it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but in the end thereof are the ways of death." 16:25 is exactly the same.
So there is a way that seems right. That means that on the news, there are things that seem right.
Logically, they seem right.
They seem correct. In the natural, they make sense. It's like, wow, well, it appears to be okay, so I'm going to go with it. But unfortunately, what's the end result?
It is the way to death.
And the only way that we can overcome this and not die and not stumble and not end up in a pit and snare ourselves is to have the scriptures to weigh against it.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, the Bible also tells us in Romans 12, verse 2, that we must constantly be aware that part of the battle is that we have, for lack of a better term, stinking thinking. That's the layman's way of saying it. What is the Bible? How does the Bible say it?
Well, Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
So don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed. That means that as Christians, when we come to Jesus, we are in a certain condition.
A fleshly condition.
The way that we think is not...
worldly, fleshly. It's not heavenly.
Stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It is influenced with Babylon, the ways of Egypt, the ways that seem right unto a man. So our job as Christians is to transform that thinking into the mind of Christ. That's what it says right here.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's another challenge. Every one of you have part of your thinking process that is not in line with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I have some of that. Donna has some of that. We all have that, and we have to constantly be evaluating our thinking and make sure that it lines up with the Word of God. That means that if we hear a news report and if there's something that is popular out there or if there is another radio person speaking about something, there's a possibility that they are sharing things that seem right but are not. So let's be blunt about it. Donna, whatever I share on this program and whatever comes out of my mouth and your mouth and anyone else's mouth in the alternative media... It needs to be
weighed against the scripture, everything.
Because the people are listening, and this is a great responsibility.
And it's their responsibility, too, to weigh it against the scriptures.
So the bottom line is, if it is wrong, that means it's deception. So it's either true or it's not.
Yeah.
Let's get down to the very core, Donna. Every word that I say is either true or it's not. Whatever you say is either true or it's not.
Amen.
That means that the other, quote-unquote, voices out there are either saying things that are true or they're not.
Right.
And the news reports are either true or they're not. The other servants of God, the other quote-unquote people on the wall, the other quote-unquote members of the faith who say that they're part of the team are either giving us the truth or they're not. And if anyone with a microphone has a guest, that guest is either sharing the truth or they're not.
And sometimes they are not even aware themselves.
It's not on purpose.
No, they may actually believe what they're saying is true, but they have not compared it fully to Scripture.
And that's what that verse you read in Proverbs, there is a way that seems.
It seems right, yes.
So they're sharing things that to them seem right, but they're not.
Test everything.
So it doesn't matter how popular someone is, how much of an audience they have. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been watching. Since Donna and I got kicked out of the Watchman Pond, the Watchman Universe, since we became shunned and blackballed and uninvited from that world, I have been able to sit on the sidelines and examine through eyes that, I don't know, Donna, do I have a different perspective now? Maybe in the past I was giving them a free pass. Shame on me. But now, when I'm looking at the things that are out there, I'm noticing that not everything passes the spiritual biblical test. It doesn't. So today, I'm going to talk about one of the topics, and I'm going to break it down. It has to do with politics, but it also has to do with the end times. It has to do with things that are popular, but it also has to do with things that have always been around. There's a prophecy in the New Testament given to us by Paul that says that in the last days, perilous times will come. Oh, no, that's in Timothy?
Yeah, 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Now, Donna, this is talking about in the church,
in
the body of Christ, in the leadership, having a form of godliness. This isn't talking about the world. This isn't talking about Anderson Cooper or those that we know are not Christians. This is a description of the church in the last days. So the Bible tells us that in the last days, crazy madness is going to be here. And ladies and gentlemen, brethren of the faith, members of the body of Christ, and those who care about their souls, those days are here right now. And they include madness. Madness has arrived in the remnant community and in the body of Christ and in the church. And if you are a remnant believer who relies on the alternative media or in the method of the alternative media of seeking information and guidance and truth, madness has infiltrated the airwaves and the block talks and the offering by representatives of the faith. And this madness consists of deception with a presentation of delicacies. They sound enticing. They sound good. They sound like tasty morsels. They sound appealing. They sound like something that God's remnant needs to get a hold of and believe and hear. Donna, you and I have talked about this. We have seen what is going on. I have seen you grieve. You have seen me grieve. And it is amazing the madness that is going on.
And it all boils down to the fact that Scripture has no longer become the foundation.
You know, Jeremiah once cried out in Jeremiah chapter 2. He said, "Be astonished, O heavens." In fact, I want to read a verse from there, Jeremiah chapter 2. Now, throughout Jeremiah, we can read the words of sadness and grief that Jeremiah penned for us. Jeremiah, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, grieved because God showed him what was coming to Jerusalem, what was coming to the land, coming to God's people, the judgments that were coming, and God had shown this to Jeremiah. And for 40 years, he wept and he cried out and he pleaded with the people, Donna. He tried to show them that horrible things were approaching Jerusalem. And in the midst of his ministry and his calling, he always had opposition. It never stopped.
The people mocked him. They scorned him. They scoffed.
And
tried to kill him.
Yes, they persecuted him. But in the midst of that, he continued on. And he watched as he tried to plead with the people to show them that they had a counterfeit. They didn't believe it. and they mocked and denied it. And in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12, he said, "Be astonished, O heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Ladies and gentlemen, today I say also to those who will listen, be astonished, remnant believers. For there are counterfeits out there who are giving presentations that deny the living water of God, and who have manufactured their own cisterns that cannot hold the cleansing, healing, restoring, and nourishing water of God. There are imposters out there. There are offerings out there that are not feeding God's people. And because of that, God's people are wayward. God's people are confused. The remnant is starving. The remnant cannot find meat or milk. I am astonished at what I see going on. I'm astonished because the people of God who are out there are having to come to a trough that is empty or that has pollution inside of it. And the pollution are words that are defiled of the truth, missing the truth, that have sidestepped the truth, that are sidestepping holiness, that have hijacked the remedy of what God can do for us. And they are substituting the real message with counterfeit lies. It's out there, Donna. The water that is being offered is polluted. And the vessels offering this drink, this is what breaks my heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't say this lightly. There are imposters out there. Donna, people are not going to be restored and they're not going to be healed by the Holy Spirit of God with lies of the New Age. They are not going to be healed with the lies that are infiltrating the church, with this Christian shamanism that has crept in, with trinkets and schemes that replace repentance.
There's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing.
And we have seen these things creep in. I saw it creep in. A few months ago, I saw it. I spoke out about it. And those in the marketplace got angry. And then I heard more news that the Christian shamanism continues from the airwaves, offering an alternative to hearing God's voice with a counterfeit. And they go by many names. It's not just one thing, Donna. There are several things.
There's the New Age sound frequency that's supposed to somehow get us closer to Jesus.
Whole tones, Donna. What is whole tones? We caught wind from some emails and heard from some listeners that said, "Nathan, check this out." I didn't even know what it was, so I went and checked it out. And, you know, you put out one fire and there's another one.
Yeah.
Whole tones. Not a hole in the ground, but whole as in W-H-O-L-E, whole
mm-hmm.
tones. Frequency therapy and color visual therapy. That's another thing that has crept in. He is presenting this.
He found the magical sound that heals all things and takes us to the throne room of Jesus. It's not about sound. It's not about frequency. It's about our heart worshiping God and repenting from our sin. It's about coming to the foot of the cross and being broken before it.
When we look at Revelation, we see the multitude with white robes worshiping, with their mouths giving adoration and praise to the Lamb on the throne. It's with their songs. They sang a song. They sing new songs. They sing beautiful songs that esteem Him, that lift up Him. That is worship. It is not plain a tone at the right frequency. It is not playing one note, a continual note that is a constant sound at a certain frequency that brings us closer to God.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I saw this thing, whole tones. That is another lie from hell. Let me just say it, Donna. It is a lie, and it is a continuation to resurrect the garbage of Christian shamanism, of Christian New Age, of a counterfeit. Satan doesn't want us worshiping Jesus. He does not want God's people lifting up the name of Jesus. He doesn't want God's people on their knees, repenting, and lifting up the name of Jesus in brokenness. He would rather substitute that with having people sit on a chair and close their eyes and listen to a hum. That is what yoga does. The mantra yoga that
takes you to nirvana.
I saw this. I said, "Donna, what is whole tones?" I went to the website, and he has these DVDs in different colors. And by the way, each DVD is a different color, a different frequency. If you look at the colors, they're pretty close
to the chakra colors.
And he names them healing, Key of David, and mm-hmm. it's a false offering to Baal, ladies and gentlemen, to the God of this world. Be astonished, O heavens, that they have forsaken God. He says it in Jeremiah. They have forsaken me and hewn for themselves cisterns. They can hold no water. They are hewning. They are
chiseling out
DVDs and a new offering to replace the living water of God.
The thing that so amazes me is think that when a lot of Christians look at the Old Testament and they see Israel or the Hebrew children sliding in and out of Baal worship back to God than to Baal worship, they think that it's this huge difference. But it's always subtle. It's always something like this. It is going to sneak in and try and lure you off the true narrow path into this wider path that can get you to God.
So that has crept in, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that one, but ladies and gentlemen, there are imposters out there, and there is nothing that anybody can say to try to convince me or argue that this Christian shamanism, yoga, New Age, garbage is in any way beneficial for the child of God. If any one of you have listened to that or have been made to believe that that's some sort of remedy for your spiritual walk, ladies and gentlemen, let me say from the wall, it is not. It is a lie. It is a counterfeit from hell. And if you have whole tones, if you are participating in any of that therapy, my listening friend, I want to say this as gracious as possible. There is a way that seems right, but it's a way that leads to death. This thing will lead to death. It is a replacement for the Holy Spirit. Get rid of it. Burn it. Get it out of your house. That thing is the same sort of open doors that comes in from meditating, New Age frequency, chakra, kundalini. It's all the same thing. And I understand that the person that presented this said it's not New Age. It doesn't matter if he says that.
It still is New
Age. It still is New Age. There is only one way to the Father. It is through Jesus, through the cross. Jesus said, take up your cross. That means repentance. If anyone has a problem connecting with God and praying through in their prayer closet, it is not because the frequency is off, Donna. It is not because there's something wrong with their metaphysical makeup. It is because of sin, plain and simple. The Bible tells us, break up the fallow ground, seek the Lord. It's very simple. Come boldly before the throne of grace through the blood. Through the blood, not through the frequency. Through the blood, meaning we deal with our sin. If we're not making contact with God, it's because our flesh wants to stay in control. It's because we don't want to give Jesus the throne of our heart. And this therapy, New Age, shamanism is a replacement.
It is. It's a replacement for the blood. And the blood needs no replacing.
Donna, you have a guy who has an affair on his wife. He's a Christian. He goes to church. He's the deacon of the church.
And
he's a well-respected man. And then one day, Satan catches him, blindsides him, off guard. He has an affair. He stumbles. It happened to David, and God has a remedy for it. What was David's remedy? Nathan came and showed up and said, thou art the man. And David went and wept. He fasted. He prayed. He repented. If that man that was having an affair, instead of doing that, bought a CD.
And listened to the one that was about forgiveness, to draw forgiveness to yourself.
Does one of them say that?
One of them said it would draw forgiveness to you.
One of the DVDs says that?
Yes.
Or CDs. Okay, so listening to a frequency, I don't know what that means. You sit there and just
listen to the sound, I guess. It's a meditation. It's a Hindu practice.
That's out there, and that has crept in. And there are, I understand, in the alternative Watchmen universe pond, people promoting this, they are doing it. I don't get it. I don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. That thing has crept in, and there are well-meaning, sincere listeners out there who are hungry and searching, and then they listen to this, and what are they supposed to do with it? Some of them believe it because they don't have enough of a foundation in the scripture, and then they invest and believe it, and it doesn't heal.
It's not going to heal you.
And that's what I'm talking about being astonished. This thing is amazing that it's crept in. So just because someone has a microphone doesn't mean that it's the truth.
Just because someone says they're remnant doesn't mean they always have the truth. You need to be grounded in God's word.
Over the past few months, Donna, I have investigated the world of this Watchmen universe, and I have discovered, I'm not going to say names, but I've discovered the thing that's amazing is in the Watchmen universe, you have people who condemn the Illuminati and the Masons and that world. They condemn it. They talk about it. They do shows. But then I have found out that privately, they support and sympathize with it. There are some individuals that are sympathizers to the Masonic way. This has come to light. Some of those that are out there that have microphones privately are sympathetic to Freemasonry. And I'm not going to say names, Donna, but I found this out. And as I stated from Jeremiah, be astonished, O heavens. Privately, they have family members that have engaged in Freemasonry. And I don't get it, Donna. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Openly, there are some that parade themselves as watchmen, openly. Or they are brothers of the faith. But privately, they have... Donna, we can't have one life privately before the microphone is on where we are foul-mouthed, where we are adulterers, where we have warrants out for our arrest, where we have...
Abandoned our children.
Abandoned our family, abandoned our children, where we actually have warrants out for us because we have not done our duty. We can't have that in our private life and then get behind our microphone and give a presentation to the people where God will approve it. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
But it's also come to light that that's going on too. Be astonished, O heavens. Donna, the Watchman universe, it is not a clean pond. In the remnant community, those in leadership, you know what? There is not a fear of God. I fear for some of those people. I fear. You know, when we started Watchman's Cry years ago, I assumed that if someone emailed me and said, hey, I have a show, I have a radio program, I'm a host, I'm a Christian this and that, will you come on? I assume, silly me, that if I got on any show, that show and that person and that host and that Christian, that brethren, that fellow watchman, whatever they were, was as sincere as I was, feared God the way I did, was hungry for a relationship with him the way that we are in our family, Donna, understood the beauty of Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled, pure worship. I thought that they were all on the same page.
Right. I did too.
I'm astonished. But ladies and gentlemen, when you dial in, or you download one of Watchman's Cry's messages or something that I produce, you're doing it because you want to get a word that's true. You want to get a word that's going to encourage you or help you or maybe help you along with a decision. You're doing it with good intentions. We get it. Mm-hmm. I fear this calling that we have. I can't just flip on the microphone without having a word from the Lord. The things that we share, they have been incubating for days and weeks.
And we sit around our table with our Bibles open and we study and we study and we talk and we dig and we study.
What we're talking about today, this has been incubating since before your injury, but mm-hmm. since then we have just been digesting this because we've been wrestling and wondering and we want to be able to present it in the correct way, but it's not easy. And it astonishes me that in just the last 2 weeks, last 3 weeks, last month, we are continuing to see that the presentation of the cisterns that are chiseled out there have
cracks in them. The good water is seeped out and it's just mud and muck.
Did it ever have good water from some of those cisterns, though?
Probably not.
The people who listen to us are giving us the grace of their time. And ladies and gentlemen, I understand this. You are offering the grace of your time. That 30-minute session or 1 hour, you come back and listen to what I'm sharing. I appreciate that. And it is a great blessing.
And honor.
And it's an honor and it's a privilege that you give us the time to listen to what we have to say. And the thing that astonishes me is there are other imposters out there that are wasting and robbing people's time and they're causing God's people to starve. I'm astonished. And now, okay, I didn't want to spend too much time on this Christian shamanism thing. So perhaps we should do another show, and I think we will, about Christian shamanism. Christian New Age that's still creeping in.
I believe even more is coming, and it will continue to creep in as long as we don't stay grounded in our word. We need to study.
And if it's coming, who's going to be the one to present it and offer it to God's people? That's the other thing I don't get. Why would someone offer a counterfeit?
Because they don't know the real.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were to turn off the show and you didn't hear the rest of the show, I'll have a lot of very important stuff coming. But if this is the most that you heard for whatever reason, please take this to heart. Please make note to be very careful who you listen to. Let the words, let the presentation, let the offering, and let the program bear witness with your spirit. Make sure that it can be lined up with the Word of God. If there's any conflict at all, if in your gut, in your bosom, it doesn't seem right with what you're hearing, a program out there, for example, this Whole Tones thing, if it didn't seem right back then, some of you wrote and said, Nathan, what do you think? Well, let's say you didn't have me to write to about it, and let's say you haven't asked anyone else about it, but in your heart of hearts, there's red flags. So you decide to write me. But let's say I wasn't around. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were wrestling with it before you even wrote me, that's a sign right there. That's the Holy Spirit telling you.
If it confuses you, it confuses you for a reason.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if it didn't feel right within, then that's the Holy Spirit telling you. That's Jesus inside you, which is a good thing, by the way. He's warning you. Jesus said he would send the Spirit to teach us, to convict, to guide, to counsel.
In Colossians 3:15, it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful."
Let it rule. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the word of God right there. God's peace has to rule. So, Donna, if someone's listening to a program and they hear something weird,
and it's causing confusion and making them uncomfortable,
that means the peace isn't in control, right? And now there's what? Confusion and there's confusion.
And if it's confusion, if there's any confusion, it's not of God. There have been times when I've been listening to programs and I've heard things that aren't right, and I've had like this sick feeling in my stomach or like a real heaviness on my chest. And when I have that heaviness, I know that's the Holy Spirit telling me this is not right.
So the gut feeling does have legitimacy, doesn't it? I have a gut feeling, but that's the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, you have that in you. The Holy Ghost is there to rule your heart. So don't fight it. And, you know, maybe at one time, when we started Watchman's Cry, it's been almost 10 years, right?
Yeah, it's been almost 10.
Block Talk Radio did not exist.
No.
There were not many internet radio programs out there of people doing Watchman stuff. And now it's like everybody is a Watchman. There's a lot of Watchmen, and people are using that name. That's the other thing that I'm noticing. The term Watchman, I was talking to an individual, and he told me, he said, "Nathan, because of what's happened the last few months with the Watchman mess that happened, in my mind, Nathan, the word Watchman, and I'm noticing, and I believe the word Watchman has become a dirty word." That's what he told me. It's no longer a word that represents a sincere
truth.
It doesn't represent truth. It's turned into a circus, a carnival word, and that's how unfortunate.
Yeah, it's frustrating to be related to these false ministries that are out there. It's just frustrating for us.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. Mm-hmm. Their fruit. That means what they place in the fruit basket and put in front of you. If you're sitting at the table and they bring their little platter mm-hmm. of chopped up, you know, watermelon, Donna, and apple slices.
Cantaloupe and
yeah, all that, you know, the fruit things, the mm-hmm. fruit trays.
Yeah. And if there's maggots in it, it's not good fruit.
Donna, can you imagine that? Can you imagine having guests and we bring them the fruit tray and there's watermelon. And wow, that's pretty. Look how pretty you cut them and the mangoes, they're all pretty. Yeah. And then in one corner is an Indian idol, yeah. You know, one of them little Indian statues with eight arms.
Yeah.
Or a witch voodoo doll next mm-hmm. to the watermelon fruit, you know.
Or that elephant. People worship that elephant.
Or the or
yeah. an owl or something. Yeah. A little statue of that.
Or a little a pocket-sized satanic Bible.
Yeah. There you go.
Here you go, guests. Thanks for coming. There's some good food, but here you go. You will know them by their fruit, ladies and gentlemen. So when they present...
When they present rotten fruit. And the only way you're going to know that fruit is rotten is if you're studying the Bible.
So we have to be in the Word. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the end of part two. Please go to part three to hear the continuation of this series already in progress. And it's available at our website at watchmanscry.com. And if you appreciate this program and you appreciate what we're doing here at Watchman's Cry, we appreciate your prayers and your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. And with that, we'll see you in part three. Bye-bye.